Good evening. I'm Linda Perry with some of today's news. In Foley Square last night, thousands protested the 5-4 Supreme Court's decision to uphold Donald Trump's Muslim ban. Here's Sharon Sofer Sharon. She's with Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, telling Muslims across the nation that Jewish communities have their Muslim cousins' backs.
I am an Arab Jew, and I am here with Jews for Racial and Economic Justice. This Muslim ban did not start today. It did not start in 2016 or in 2001. Muslim bans go as far back as 1492, the same year that the Spanish Inquisition began and Columbus set sail to colonize this land. Throughout that period, Muslims and Jews were forced to conform to Christian society or face expulsion. White Christian supremacy fueled and justified the Inquisition, the genocide of indigenous peoples, and the enslavement of Africans. This is the bedrock of this country. This administration is showing us exactly who they are and the lengths to which they will go to achieve their vision for a white Christian country.
Guilty.
So let's show them who we are. Yeah. And let's show each other who we are. Yeah. And the lengths to which we will go to build the world we so desperately need. Yeah. A world where all people thrive and where all religions and traditions can flourish. As Jews, we have a centuries-old stake in defending our Muslim neighbors. Know that your Jewish family has your back. Our Jewish and Muslim ancestors have all of our backs. This is a fight for the humanity and dignity of us all. So I invite Jews across the country to join me in saying, no Muslim ban ever.
Sofer stood at a podium in Foley Square above the words, no ban, no wall, no raids. New York is for all. The Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration's travel ban targeting Muslim-majority countries is constitutional, largely because the administration picked the listed countries using criteria that were, on their face, quote, race and religion neutral, unquote. Unbelievable is pretty much what Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said in their dissenting opinion. Justice Sotomayor used Trump's own words and tweets to show his policy was motivated by bias against Muslims. She said the court's decision leaves undisturbed a policy first advertised openly and unequivocally as a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, because the policy now masquerades behind a facade of national security concerns. She goes on, based on the evidence in the record, a reasonable observer would conclude that the proclamation was motivated by anti-Muslim animus. That alone suffices to show that plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits of their establishment claim clause. The majority holds otherwise by ignoring the facts, misconstruing our legal precedent, and turning a blind eye to the pain and suffering the proclamation inflicts upon countless families and individuals, many of whom are United States citizens, because that troubling result runs contrary to the Constitution and our precedent, I dissent. The court's ruling grants the power to any U.S. president to ban any immigrant group for any reason. By default, this approves their detention in camps like along the Mexican border, reminiscent of forcing Japanese Americans into internment camps after World War II, as Trump is now doing along the Mexican border. After the decision, Trump tweeted out in caps, "Supreme Court upholds Trump travel ban. Wow!" exclamation point. In contrast, here is reaction from New York Congressmember Nydia Velazquez. She went to the steps of the Supreme Court to voice her outrage over the ruling and what she says is Donald Trump's bigoted order that bans Muslims from America.
I'm Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez. I represent the 7th Congressional District.
And I was the first member of Congress to go to JFK to challenge the Muslim ban and challenge the Trump administration.
Right.
Today, I am here to challenge the U.S. Supreme Court. And to say to the U.S. Supreme Court, this is a shameful moment in our nation's history. And to you, and to every American who cherish our values of diversity and diversity of religion, my challenge